Inside Speedway is brought to you by P1 Australia and by Speedway Classics Magazine, on sale now. From the dirt tracks across Australia, welcome to Inside Speedway with Dennis Newman and Craig Revell.
Hello and welcome to another Inside Speedway as we get set for, well, what should be an interesting kicking off of the Australian Speedway season once again, as I know I saw some signs on Facebook earlier today with Victoria lifting their, curfews and home arrest, as it were, that Speedway is able to get away and back up and running. So that's great news there for the Victorian, particularly regional Victorian people, obviously not in Melbourne itself. But it is great to see how they are getting straight back into the Speedway there. Of course, plenty of Speedway going on up north, and we'll hopefully be looking at some of that action a little bit later on in the show. But first, we're going to start with the Speedway Grand Prix, as it was two nights of racing action for round 3 and 4 at the Edward Junkas Stadium in Gorzo, and what a weekend of racing it was. The hometown boy, Bartosz Smarzlik, winning on Friday night from our own Jason Doyle, and fast Freddie Lindgren with Leon Mattsson in fourth place in that final. And then on Saturday night, it was fast Freddie taking a commanding position in the championship. We'll talk about that in a moment. After he won the final, Leon Mattsson, Jason Doyle, well, they collided coming out of turn 4 on that final lap in the final. And unfortunately for Doyle, he got a bit too crossed up, lost a bit of speed. And he wasn't happy at all with Mattsson getting into the side of him. Emil Safutinov was the fourth runner in that final. So the points for Speedway Grand Prix after the four rounds is fast Freddie Lindgren on 66. Bartosz Smarzlik, who didn't make the final on Saturday, is now on 59. Magic Junoski is 57 points, with Ty Wolfenden on 53 and Leon Mattsson on the 50 points, rounding out the five. I should do the six out in Laguda on 45 points, because six automatically transfer into next year's Speedway Grand Prix series. Now, Australian Jason Doyle is on 42 points. He's found some great form in Gorzo over the weekend, and that is critical because there's no rest for the riders who have been racing in Poland this week, but they also have seen that the Grand Prix moves to Prague on Friday and Saturday night. So that will be a great couple of nights of racing there. Now, great news for Max Frick, who is part of the Sparta side, because they have made the playoffs. So the playoff table in Poland is an interesting one, because as we look here, it is Lesno on top, Gorzo, Wrocław, which of course is Sparta where Max Frick is, and then Zielona Góra is the fourth team into the playoffs. So it's going to be great to see how those playoffs play out over the next few weeks. Now, some big news back at home. It is going to be, well, an interesting 2020-21 racing season, because the World Series Sprint Car has been cancelled because of the uncertainty due to the pandemic. There are still question marks on a lot of big events, and we're not sure how that will all play out. But we are certainly waiting with interest to see if the annual, and also the classic, and also the Australian Sprint Car title, whether they will all go ahead. That is two pieces of information that we are very much waiting to see. So great news that we are going to get some racing, but each state is going to be doing it a little bit differently, of course, throughout the 2021 season.
Inside Speedway is available on sportsradio.com.au, iTunes, Spotify, and the dirttrackchannel.com.
Well, it's great to have joining us on the line now, Tim Smith from Mareeba Speedway. And I've got that wrong, I know, as soon as I said it, Tim, up in far north Queensland. It's great to have you on the show.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thanks for having us on.
When you talk about Tyranny of Distance, where you are up just north of Atherton, an hour from Cairns, that's a long way from the normal focus of speedway racing in Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. But speedway in North Queensland is really humming along at the minute. We've had the most numbers we've ever had up here this season, and next season's only looking better. So we're sort of coming to the end of our season now. The wet season's approaching us. So we'll stop racing in the next sort of month. And then, things are looking really good for next season as well.
What is the history of the club? How long has racing been going on at Mareeba Speedway?
So Mareeba's only been a registered track for probably 4 or 5 years now. They've got a lot of grants from the government and Speedway Australia. And they've, in the last 4 or 5 years, all the club have done a hell of a job. And we've virtually upgraded the whole venue. It's a 5-star rated venue now. For safety, for the catch fences the whole way around. Back in the day, Mareeba Speedway's been there for a long time. It's just always been a black track. You just sort of turn up firstly, there's obviously rules and regulations with what you could race. It was fairly cruisy, and never used to have a fence on it, but in the last 4 or 5 years, we've gone ahead and leaps and bounds up here, and speedway racing in North Queensland is looking really good at the minute. Fingers crossed it all keeps going the way it's going, and COVID stays away for us and we can keep going.
And that has been one of the challenges, but this weekend, the 2020 North Queensland Modified Sedan title, 20 cars last count I heard for the Modified Sedan, so that's a fantastic number from all over the state.
Yeah, look, we've got a lot of support from down south this year, which is pretty cool. I think we've got 5 or 6, probably 7 drivers coming up from sort of down near Brisbane and even sort of north of Mackay. And that's really good to get the support. We're hoping to make an annual meet. We had a small one last year, and I think we got sort of 14 or 15 cars. Adam Jorgensen won it last year, and he's going to be back this year for another run. So, this year it's only growing in size and growing in numbers. This year's going to be... It's going to be good on Saturday night. We've got live bands booked. We've got great crowd numbers. We've had a lot of good response from the crowd and the public. Everyone's pretty excited. Lots of messages and phone calls. Hopefully that Saturday night will be good. Really good for Speedway in North Queensland, and really good for modified sedans up here as well. I think we've sort of got 14 or 15 local cars and another 4 or 5 getting built at the minute. So, numbers are going pretty good.
And with a weather forecast of like 31 down to 18, it's certainly going to be a hot track.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got a heat wave coming in on Saturday. It's not that hot, but it's meant to be hot and humid for the next week. As soon as you come to North Queensland, what to expect, and what a better place to be this time of year.
And it's great to see. It really looks like you've got strong support from industry up there as well, from contracting, agricultural services into, all jewellers and even the local papers on board, which is critical to get the word out.
Absolutely. Mareeba is a small local town, and when there's a show on, everyone gets on board. The support we've had from the local town's been bloody good. We've got a lot of shops on board, and they're all excited, and they've all put posters up in their windows, and you walk down the main street and it's all everyone's talking about. So I suppose we can't do, a lot of other stuff has been cancelled lately with COVID and all that going on. So I suppose we've got nothing else going on this weekend in Mareeba. Hopefully we see a big crowd turnout.
I take it you don't have a curfew either, because the cards, sprint cars, the North Queensland Modified Sedan title. We haven't talked about the Formula 500s yet, but that's the North Queensland title there. Super sedans And do you have the street sedans as well?
Yeah. Super street sedans. Yeah. So they're our sort of local class. They sort of like back to wings and sort of V8s and you know, Commodores and Falcons and whatnot. But you know, we have I think fairly good numbers in all classes. Super sedans are a little bit low here in North Queensland, but they've only signed up in the last 12 months up here. So there'll be five or six of them running around, which will be good. Yeah, we've got sprint cars back in North Queensland as well, which yeah, we haven't, apart from the one show that was up here last year where everyone travelled for, these are all local drivers this year. So there's been eight sprint cars built in North Queensland this year, and we're really excited to have them run at Mareeba for the first time, this whole new bunch. So, yeah, we'll be good.
Now, I was interested to see there's a class you've got, and on the books anyway, which is called Formula 400.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so Formula 400 is virtually a Formula 500 without a wing and with a 400cc engine. They're quite a big class here in North Queensland. They're out of Townsville, but they come up and support us every meeting. And they're a club. They get around well, and they're quite quick for what they are.
And they run separately to the 500s, of course.
Yeah. You get a class.
Yeah. I know down south here they've been talking about a wingless 500 class, and there's a lot of hope that that will get a lot of interest as well. So it's interesting to see what you've got up there. A few more changes, I think, than what they're planning down here.
Yeah, okay. Well, it'd be good to see. I'm sure there'll be a few 400 boys that'll be pretty interested to sort of share some of their wingless knowledge across to the 500 frame.
Indeed. Now, the club, as you said, coming to the end of your season, when does it kick off again after the wet season? What time does it dry up enough for you guys to get out there?
I think normally we start sort of, we actually haven't set a calendar yet. It'll be sort of March, April, May, around May. We sort of start kicking off again. Actually, probably even a little bit earlier than May. Basically, once it starts to dry up, we'll start to put a plan together on for a bit of a calendar and go from there.
How affected has the club been and has racing been up there because of the COVID shutdowns?
Yeah, so we virtually missed our whole half a season, or probably more. So that's why we've virtually decided to go big with this one, because who knows, we could be in lockdown in another 2 weeks. So we decided, hey, let's just all get our heads together and plan a good, decent show and get everyone up from down south out of Brisbane and, get everyone back racing and just give everyone something else to do. It looks like we're going to pull it off. We started planning it sort of 8 weeks ago and, the day's already here, and I suppose 8 weeks ago you didn't actually know what was going to happen and you just had to start planning, and if it all got squashed, it all got squashed. But it looks like we're all happy days. So, we'll be racing this Saturday.
And what sort of restrictions are on crowd, and what have you had to do to be COVID safe?
Yeah, so there's just all the standard stuff, the hand sanitizers and the 1.5 meters and all that jazz. But we have done a square meterage. I think we're allowed 1,200 or 1,300 people, spectators in each area. So, we've obviously got to monitor that throughout the night. They've got all their signs up and everything out there now, and they've done everything they have to do to make it all happen. So I think there's all the seats at the bar and let us stand up and all that jazz. So there's a lot of things, a lot of boxes we've got to tick, but I think we're getting them all ticked and we should be right by Saturday.
And interestingly, I know the Speedway scene is fairly strong up there, but how many tracks are in? And one thing about country folk, they don't mind travelling to partake in events.
Yeah, so we've actually, we have three main tracks in North Queensland. We've got Mareeba,